Chip, I'm going to keep it 100% with you, bro. I didn't even bring a coat in today. The reason why I'm late is because I feel like actual dog sh**.
Well, here at the Fellas Mysteries Detective Freezy, we do not clock out. We have a toxic work culture and we have to solve this case. And it is the case of Cyntoia Brown.
Lost in the judicial wheel. Innocent or guilty. Murderer or victim. 15 years of life stolen. What is repayment for such a thing?
Netflix actually covered this. They have a show called Murder to Mercy, the Cyntoia Brown story. So a lot of you might have seen this. It's a very high-profile case. So the fellas are here to whistle it down and to...
To whistle it down? I've never heard of that before in my life.
Well, you have now. Bring in vocab that...
Let's get on with the case,
Chip. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Cyntoia Brown in 2004, she was considered a prostitute. And in today's age, she is considered a victim of sexual predators.
Cyntoia was actually born in January in 1988. And her mother, unfortunately, drank throughout her entire pregnancy. And if you guys know anything about that, that is bad news,
bad news.
And it didn't get any better because after she was born, Cyntoia's mum actually started beginning to use crack cocaine, right? Which is, again, not great news. Now, afterwards, her mum realizes, look, I can't raise this child. I am in no way possible in a state to raise a child the proper way. So she put up Cyntoia for adoption.
Well, maybe if she didn't take the crack cocaine, she...
Yeah, or just didn't drink throughout the pregnancy. I mean, it wasn't a great start.
No. So when Cyntoia was about maybe 13 years old, we're talking around April 2001, she started, you know, going in and out of juvie, spending time with Child Protection Services. Things are not going too well for her at this moment. Right. And then eventually she does run away from these services. You know, she escapes, we'll say.
And that's really where things started to go south, because she ends up running into a fella who goes by the name, the nickname, Cutthroat. Ooh. Now, that cut is spelled actually with a K, K-U-T.
Sounds like throat. A supervillain.
Yes.
It's like Thanos.
Or like a bad Xbox gamer tag.
Now, Cutthroat, he was not the friendliest man, as you can probably tell by the name. He actually did begin trafficking her. They had an emotional, abusive relationship. She was living out of in-town hotel suites, that kind of vibe. Yeah. Picture like a motel, something like that.
It's and, not great. It's, yeah, not, it's not luxury, that's no, for sure.
And she did, since I did claim that Cutthroat had beat her and her on multiple occasions.
So you can tell this Cutthroat bloke is a piece of shit, really. Fast forward now, it's August 6th, 2004, and we are introduced to a fella named Johnny Allen, right? Now, Cyntoia at the time is 16 years old, and she meets Johnny Allen, who is 43 years old. They meet together in a parking lot in Tennessee. Already sounds a bit dodgy. Now, he was a real estate agent and also a youth pastor. He was a Sunday school teacher, and probably most notably, he had started a homeless ministry at a local Baptist church.
But, so straight off the bat, you know, with those kind of things, you think, yeah, it sounds like a decent bloke.
He's doing
good stuff. But, I mean, he is a 43-year-old man that has picked up a 16-year-old girl in a parking lot.
Yeah.
On that night, Johnny allegedly asked Cyntoia if she was hungry and if she was up for it, which she said yes to both questions. And she agreed to have sex with Johnny for $150. But apparently they never got round to it.
Okay.
Okay. Johnny's friends, by the way, maintain that he never wanted to have sex with her. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to help her.
Okay. So, and I'd be inclined to believe that, considering he started a homeless ministry.
Yeah, he's a youth pastor.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good bloke.
Now, this is where it kind of goes a bit south. During the night, Cyntoia actually shoots Johnny in the back of the head with a 40 cal handgun. Not too sure. Maybe Fish can show me what one of those looks like. We're from the United Kingdom. We're not very aware of what a 40
cal. I played my Call of Duty, my friend.
That's true.
I know where I'm at. Yeah.
That's true. Not only that, though, but she did steal $172 from his wallet and two of his firearms.
Mm. First thoughts, it's looking like a straight-up robbery. She's in an opportunity to get some cash. Boom. Bob's your uncle. She's got $172.
Exactly, and two firearms. Now, she ends up leaving in his truck, and she ends up dumping that in a Walmart parking lot. And then from there, she ends up hitchhiking back to the hotel where Cutthroat was. That was the police that found her and Cutthroat in that In Tower Suites hotel that we spoke about. So she'd done that, killed him.
And went back to Cutthroat.
Now, could this have been like a master plan from Cutthroat saying, look, I'm gonna introduce you to this guy. When you get there, shoot him, take his money, take his firearms, and bring it back to me back in the hotel.
Who $172, knows? I mean, it can be, that is a lot of money. It's, you know,
I feel like at 16, that's a lot of money.
But to Cutthroat, like,
but to Cutthroat, it's probably nothing.
Is he gonna make some? Is he gonna set up this murder? $172
and a couple of guns. I don't know.
Of course, following this, she was arrested and she was charged with homicide, aggravated robbery, handgun possession, and criminal impersonation. And although she was only 16 years old, she was actually tried as an adult because the judge thought she was too dangerous to be kept in juvie.
I'm sorry, but like the reason why you don't get tried as an adult is because you are not an adult.
Yeah, so...
So how I have no idea how that has happened. Like, just to be considered too dangerous. Like, it's a girl that has had a gun on her.
16-year-old girl. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But anyway, investigators believed that Johnny was asleep when he was shot. Okay? So he was shot in the back of the head. Now, Santoya was actually taken for a psychiatric evaluation. And whilst this was going down, apparently she attacked the nurse. Reason being for this is because the nurse has told Santoya that she couldn't call her mother. Santoya's got angry, rash, harsh, you know, and apparently attacked her, and just two people testified to this.
It doesn't get much better for Santoya at this point because, unfortunately for her, three inmates who thought that they might have a chance here at getting a reduced sentence of their own if they were to snitch on Santoya, and which they did. They actually claimed that she had spoken to them and just confessed to killing Johnny, and in quotes, because she just wanted to see how it felt to kill somebody. That is...
Snitches get stitches.
Unless you're these guys, which appears you seem to get a reduced sentence, or at least they thought they would. Now, guys, I want you all just to take a moment. Just.
The air is nice. We've got a couple of plants in here. The oxygen is really flowing.
Absolutely. And for today's ad break, it's the good people over at Calm. And they're here because they want you guys to just... You need to calm yourself. You need to have a few moments to yourself sometimes.
Absolutely.
Don't you? Yeah. Now, look, we've partnered up with Calm, and you're probably wondering, what is Calm? Well, it's the number one mental wellness app to give you guys the tools to improve the way you feel. Now, personally, Chip, that's actually something that I wanted to improve on for 2022. I don't know about you, but prioritizing the mental side of things is where I'm at.
Yep. Otherwise, we'll burn out. We won't make it through the day.
Exactly. So, guys, clear your head with guided daily meditations. Improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks and drift off to the dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories for children and for adults. I'm not going to lie, bro. Going to sleep, nice. Either the soothing soundtrack. Personally, I love the sound of rain.
I love the sound of rain on a car window.
Oh, that's very niche.
Yeah,
I like it, though.
Trust me.
Okay, guys, if you go to calm.com/mysteries, you'll get a limited time offer of 40% off of a Calm premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming and new content added every single week. Over 100 million people around the world already use Calm. So make sure you get involved, all right? Again, if you guys are interested in that, it's calm.com/mysteries, and you get 40% off a premium subscription. That's calm.com/mysteries for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. Don't say we don't help you guys out.
That is beautiful. Now, of course, Santoya has argued against this. She claimed it was self-defense and that Johnny kept standing over her and touching her inappropriately. He was also naked whilst this happened. And at one point, she thought that he was going to grab his gun and shoot her. So instead, she grabbed the gun and shot him first.
Which is interesting because surely, well, you'd like to think that the like the forensics and things like that would be able to tell, like, was he actually asleep when he was shot, right? Because if that was the case, then he would obviously not be asleep.
Well, also what was said was that he was shot in the back of the head, right?
Yeah.
So did he turn around at some
point?
And
then she's taken her chance.
Yeah, but the defense has argued that Johnny had a dark side and he was intending to sexually assault Sintoya. So self-defense is looking quite likely at the moment, I'd say.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sticky one. My question is like, where is the forensics here? Like, surely the forensics can help tell the story a lot better about how it actually went down. In 2011, there was actually a documentary done about her, which proved to be pretty key in this whole situation because it meant that there was a fella named Charles Bone, right? Now, mm-hmm. He was a national attorney, and he saw that documentary, and he decided, look, I want to help out with this case. I feel like there might have been a bit of injustice going on here. Something went wrong. He took a look at this case, and he said that, look, she actually has a high IQ, and she functioned at a cognitive level of a 13-year-old. Ooh. And they reckon this was the result of her mum drinking during her pregnancy. Not only that, but her traumatic and violent past, which we all know about.
Now, moving forward, we've got the trial. A victim of Johnny actually came forward and stated that he had raped her. It was a 17-year-old waitress that came forward, but the judge deemed her irrelevant, apparently, and so she was let go. Bit strange.
Okay.
But apparently, during a shift, he came up to the waitress, gave her a business card, and the business card said, "You're gorgeous. I'd love to take you out sometime, so let me know." Bit dodgy.
Okay, it's interesting. I've never received a business card like that.
Neither have I. Maybe I just ain't got the looks, man. Prosecution argued that Sintoya shot him to rob him whilst he was sleeping. Could be the case, but like we said earlier, it was only $172. Could have been
a lot of money to her, but if she goes back to Cutthroat, like, I just don't see how $172 is worth it to him. But at the same time, she's also going back with two guns as well. Those obviously have value. Look, they put forward that, like, is there really a point in going to the lens of actually killing someone for that amount of money?
Yeah, it's a bit wild.
For you guys to decide.
Wild theory. But anyway, Sintoya was found guilty in the end of first-degree murder, felony murder, and aggravated robbery, and which resulted in her being sentenced to life in prison.
Sintoya then spent her time in Tennessee Prison for Women. Now, actually, she earned herself a degree in liberal arts, and she actually got a 4.0 GPA. Now, to all my UK people out there, that is really high. Like, I went to a few American schools, and the highest I got, my mum literally gave me whatever I wanted, was a 3.6 GPA. So to get a 4.0 GPA is very impressive. But it didn't stop there. She also managed to go and get a Bachelor of Professional Studies in Organizational Leadership, again, with a 4.0 GPA in May 2019 from Lipscomb University as well. So, like I said, this is a smart woman we're dealing with.
Yeah. Now, something very interesting about this case is it started picking up a lot of traction. It actually went viral in November 2017, and a lot of celebrities picked up on it and spoke about it. We've got celebrities, like, well, I'm talking celebrities.
Yeah, big time, big time.
Big time.
We're not talking about, you know, Bazinga and Tobe Jizzle.
No, we're talking Rihanna, Kim Kardashian, yeah. T.I., Snoop Dogg, LeBron James.
They all started talking about it, and it picked up a lot of traction. You can imagine when celebrities like that all come together and discuss one particular topic, especially on Twitter and things like that, things pick up a lot of steam on social media, and that's what exactly happened in this case.
In 2017, Rihanna actually took to Instagram to say, "Imagine at the age of 16 being sex trafficked by a pimp named Cutthroat. After days of being repeatedly drugged and raped by different men, you were purchased by a 43-year-old child predator who took you to his home to use you for sex. You end up finding enough courage to fight back and shoot and kill him." And in March 2018, a public hearing was held for a clemency petition. Now, I've got a quote here. "At the hearing, several witnesses that knew Sintoya from prison testified on her behalf, including Lipscomb University faculty, her former prosecutor, Preston Shipp, prison employees, local victim rights advocates, and a local non-profit leader who ran a mentoring group for at-risk teens with Sintoya. Johnny's friend, however, as you can imagine, testified against clemency."
So he did not want her to get off this lightly at all. So we already know that Johnny's friend was against the clemency, but maybe more importantly, actually, it was Charles Robinson, who was the lead detective in Johnny's murder. He was really against the idea of her getting clemency. And the reason for that was he argued that there was no evidence to show that she had been trafficked since she was 12 years old, and that he believed Johnny was just killed unjustly. Obviously, this went to a vote, and the parole board voted as follows. 2 votes to grant clemency, 2 voting for a reduced sentence, and 2 voting to deny clemency.
So that is 4 votes in total, at least, in her favor, right?
Yeah, well, at least one where she'd at least get a reduced sentence. December 2018, the Tennessee Supreme Court ruled that she would be eligible for parole after serving 51 years,
wow.
Right? Like, that is so long, right? Yeah. That is your whole life.
And it's,
that is your whole life.
Yeah, for self-defense, you got 51 years. Yeah, 51 years.
That is crazy. Now, as you can imagine, there was a massive reaction off the back of that, asking the governor, please grant clemency. January 2019 now, and the governor actually reduced Santoya's sentence of life in prison to 15 years plus 10 years of supervised parole. And Santoya was then released in August 7th, 2019.
Damn, so she still did, like, how many years in total?
She did the 15 years.
She did 15 years and for self-defense.
Well, yeah, I mean, both arguments. I mean, it's still quite like a debated thing. Is like, what do people actually think happened
here? Some people still believe that she did kill him in cold blood.
Yeah, and then there's people there like Rihanna, like a lot of the celebrities out there that believe that actually this was a product almost of her environment and that she needed to do what she had to.
Okay, so there is a general consensus that it was self-defense, but according to, you know, the laws, trial, all this stuff, the parole board, it was pretty 50-50.
Well, it's like the justice system. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's a particular case here, and the justice system obviously didn't agree with her. But if you look at the whole picture, you could definitely argue that, yeah, she was a product of her environment, I suppose.
Damn. Since being released, Santoya has been taking part in a lot of interviews, sharing her critique of the criminal justice system. She was actually brought in as well to be the head of a national campaign in order to urge governors to use their executive powers to combat systematic injustice, which obviously Santoya and a lot of people believe that she was experiencing.
I mean, that's good. You know, it's nice. And I think, if anything, it just proves more of her side of things. It's like she hasn't just come out of this and then say, right, okay, well, I've got away with that. Now I'm just going to shy away.
Yeah.
It's like, no, she's actually taken this into her own hands.
Yeah, she's using her story, you know, the power she has to try and influence the world in a better way.
Absolutely. Things we love to see. Not only that, but Netflix actually made a documentary on this, and that's sort of why we're talking about it here. It's called Murder to Mercy. We spoke about it briefly before. The Santoya Brown story, and it was released in April 2020. So if you haven't checked that out, and you're maybe interested to see a more fleshed out version of this, then I definitely think it's worth going to have a watch.
Well, guys, thank you for watching another Mysteries Monday. Of course, make sure to subscribe on YouTube, follow us on Spotify, you can listen over there, and also turn on the notifications because we'll be back next Monday, 6 p.m. with another case. Thank you all for watching.